In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown. That's why I'm here and not in Macomb. Not that I'm a prophet by any means. But I do know that I can come here and say things and suggest things and people go, oh, that's interesting. We should ponder that. I go home and no, not that way at all. No, not you know, Erica, my family, my brothers and sisters, they're like, nah, we know you. We know where you've been. You've got no reason to say anything. Even Jesus had this kind of problem. People there thought they knew him. This guy, he's a carpenter. I mean, if the guy who came and retrimmed your closet started telling you about God in ways you never heard of before, would you listen to him? Probably not. And so they're a bit, you know, dubious. He's a carpenter. We know who he is. We know his mama. It's Mary. Nice lady, but still, she's not going to give birth to a prophet. And his brothers. We know all these guys and his sisters. Who does he think he is? And so he could do no deeds of power there. They were unwilling to hear because they thought they had it all figured out. That sounds kind of familiar, though, actually. I mean, we have that same problem at times. We're unwilling to hear because we are so certain we've got it all figured out. We know what it is, where it is, where it came from, and we know the answers. And we're just as wrong as the people in Jesus' hometown who weren't willing to listen to him because they thought they had him figured out. We need to make sure that we understand one point extremely and thoroughly. We are not going to figure out God. There is no way. Just when we think we've got God all figured out, God is going to surprise us because the depths of God are unfathomable. We have to remember, we are human beings. God is God. Simple, one-syllable words. God is God. We will never figure out God. God chooses to reveal certain things about God. But we spend our meager lifetimes plumbing the depths, and we'll never find them. Paul tells us in another letter that we can only see through a glass darkly. We can never fully comprehend the glory and the majesty of God. God reveals as much of God's self as we can handle in Jesus Christ. We look to Jesus of Nazareth, and we see as much of God as we can handle as mere human beings. When Moses wanted to see God, God said, here, hide in this crack in the rock, and maybe you can see my behind as I walk by. But you can't stand the front view. It's beyond human comprehension. But that's by design. It's not a flaw in the system. We should always be delving into God, trying to understand more and more. This past week, the biggest news for Episcopalians has been that General Convention has started, the triannual meeting that we have where bishops and priests and lay people come together and try to make decisions about the Episcopal Church. And at least on my Facebook feed, the biggest news has been about changing the prayer book. Don't panic. If it does happen, it won't be for at least 12 years. We can handle anything in 12 years. But people get very uptight about it. Change the prayer book? Oh, no. I wasn't an Episcopalian the last time they changed the prayer book. I was Southern Baptist. I didn't care what you people did. All that dust had settled pretty much by the time I even heard of the Episcopal Church. So I'm kind of curious what it's like to go through a prayer book revision. I'm not looking forward to it, but if we have it. But one of the things that a commenter had said is, we can't go changing God. And I thought that an interesting thought. Of course not. We cannot change God. But what does change, what has changed, what should change is our understanding of God and God's relevance in the place that we live today. God doesn't change, but our understanding of God can change and evolve. In the Old Testament, God is seen primarily as the angry king, the one who had to be feared and appeased in order to not strike you down. And yet through Jesus Christ, we have the image of God as a loving father, the person to whom we can cry, Abba, Daddy, who loves us and cares for us. That's a different thing from the tyrant king. One worked at a time when that's what people understood authority to be. Through Jesus Christ, we understand God differently, and we're bold to say, "Our Father." That revelation doesn't stop. As we continue to grow in relationship with God and with each other, new and newer depths are found that bring us closer and closer to God. Rather than fearing change, we should embrace it as an opportunity to know God more fully. Now, we may not like what comes out of it, and it may be wrong. We are human beings. But we shouldn't fear any change in and of itself. We shouldn't be so certain that we have it all figured out right now that nothing should ever change. That's not the way that growth happens. If you own a pond, or in my case, a swimming pool, same thing at this point of the year, if it doesn't circulate, if it doesn't change, it grows stagnant and green, and you can probably walk on it at this point. I don't want to try. Stagnation leads to death. It's only when things are churning and bubbling and moving and active, that's when you know the Holy Spirit is there. And we maybe misinterpret some of it sometimes. I'm sure we have. We're fallible human beings. But that's still preferable to sitting back thinking, we're done. We're never done. We're never complete in God. There is always more. And we should seek out as God chooses to reveal more and more to us. And this revelation is different from this one, and this one may be right and this one wrong. They may both be wrong. Who knows? But we can't be complacent. We can't fear God moving among us. The people in Jesus' hometown were so certain they knew who God was and what God did that even Jesus couldn't do deeds of power there. Healed a couple of people, but that was about it. When Christ sent out his disciples, he said, if they don't receive your message, shake the dust off and move on. Someone else will hear it. We don't want to be the ones that have dust shaken in our faces. Now, we don't want to go off in the wrong directions, but we want to understand God moves still today. God didn't put the final dot in the Bible 2,000 years ago and say, that's it, we're done. We still have things to learn, still have things to understand, and we always will. And we must work together in community to make sure we're going in the right direction, and mistakes will be made, sure. But not doing something is just as much a mistake. So we can't be afraid of what life brings us, of the changes that happen. We've been promised that God is always with us. So we need to be open to the idea that we could have a deeper understanding of some aspect of God. It's entirely possible that we haven't figured God out completely. In fact, it's certain. And that's the only certainty we can have about God, that there's always more. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.